Principles Regarding Restitution. From a letter to Elder J. N. Loughborough, dated February 19, 1899. As regards the principle that should guide our people in such matters, I have been instructed that wherever by self-sacrifice and urgent labor the work necessary for the establishment and advancement of the cause has been done and facilities provided, and the Lord has prospered, those in that place should give of their means to help God's servants who have been sent to new fields to go over the same experience, beginning at the ABC of the work. Those living where the work has been established on a good foundation should feel themselves bound to help those in need, by transferring even at great self-sacrifice and self-denial a portion or all of the means which in former years was invested by those living at a distance in behalf of the work in their locality. Thus the Lord designs that the work shall increase. The talents given to His servants are to be doubled by being put out to use in gifts and offerings and the bestowal of influence. This is the law of restitution on right lines. One portion of the Lord's vineyard is worked and brings in fruit. Then another portion is taken up, and it is the Lord's plan that the new, unworked part shall receive help from the part that has been worked. Thus the work in every part becomes a success. The help thus rendered should be given with cheerfulness. When the principles of the law of God are thus practiced, the work moves forward with solidity and double strength. Then the messengers are enabled with great power to proclaim the third angel's message and the soon appearing with power and great glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ellen G. White.